Hey everyone, welcome to the Lead Hership Show. My name is Harriet Schumacher. I am a certified executive coach and women's leadership expert. And what you're about to listen to is a previously recorded masterclass, which I held inside my private Facebook community over a week, actually 9 days. And the masterclass is called the Resilient Female Leader Masterclass, which is a free masterclass that I host whenever I feel like it really, but usually quarterly. This one happened in September. We had over 1,300 women from all walks of life, all experiences, all backgrounds attend. And what you're about to listen to is a live recording. So these were, you're going to hear me talking to some of the other women on chat. This is a live Facebook live event that we hosted inside the group. So you're going to get an opportunity to listen into that workshop. If you would like to sign up for the next one, all you need to do is join my free Facebook community, Radical Lead Hers, which is what you need to look up on Facebook, and you will find me there. I hope you enjoy this masterclass. It was so much fun to teach, so much energy, so much enthusiasm. Enjoy, and thanks for tuning in. Take care.
So great to have you here. It's day four. Woohoo! Hi, Nina. Welcome. It's day four of the Resilient Female Leader Masterclass. And hello, it's Harriet Schumacher here, women's leadership coach. And we are so happy to have you here. So as always, hop into the chat. Let us know where you're watching from. Say hello. And we've got a lot of ground to cover today. So I'm going to dive in. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Kyla. Hi, Charles. That's great. I'm so happy that it's been so much more than what you expected. I love that feedback. Thank you so much. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Jenna. Hello, hello. Hello, Christine. Hi, Ashley. There's so many of you. I can't get through all of your names, but I see you. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here. So we are going to get started here. And I just want to get started with a bit of an introduction because it's funny. This morning I was asked if I was a life coach. And I thought, oh, no, not that there's anything wrong with that, but I am not a life coach. And so I feel the need to clarify, because this is a question that I actually get quite a bit. Coaching can be kind of confusing. There's lots of different types of coaches out there. And so I'm not a life coach. I am a certified executive coach. And what I do is help professional women, high achieving professional women, really design their career and activate their authentic brand of leadership. I help women professionally to accelerate their success in their careers, which, as we all know, has this beautiful cascading effect down to other areas in their life. But I work with women specifically who are ready to step up and lead and really get real about progressing their career. And so today's conversation is really helping you to break through to that next level of impact and recognition, because I meet incredible women every week who are so close to this breakthrough point in their professional growth, but for some reason, the steps to getting there seem to be getting further and further away. And so maybe that is you. Perhaps you've been overlooked for a promotion. Perhaps you've been applying for roles and you look at the job description and you're like, I'm an ideal fit for this position, but you're not maybe getting an interview, or you're not getting through to the next phase of the interview. And you've likely been stuck at the same level that you're currently in for too long. So you could be feeling plateaued, you could be feeling pigeonholed, or you could be doing work that doesn't fuel you any longer. Maybe you've been working really hard, but you're just not getting the type of results that are expected of you. Or perhaps you're getting results and you're driving and you're achieving and you're getting great performance evaluations, but you're not getting the recognition that you feel like you deserve. And because of all that, you're beginning to think, is this it? And so I get it, because when we're stuck like this, what starts to happen is some uncertainty. Our confidence can start to take a hit. It can start to be eroded. And deep down, though, you know you're talented. You work hard, and you know that you're capable of more. And so these women just like you, and just like these women that I speak with every week, want to make a bigger impact. They want to have a greater say at the leadership table, and they want to get paid and paid what they're worth. And so, you know, most importantly, I feel, and tell me if I'm on the right path here, right? Like, because this is what I'm hearing from women. I feel women want to do meaningful and fulfilling work, right? And you want to get recognized for your contribution. But when you're stuck at this level where you're not quite, you know, where you feel like there's barriers and you're not really progressing at the rate that you would like to, you can kind of be at a loss. You can kind of be at a standstill at what needs to shift. Like, what do I need to do next to finally take the next step? And if you're feeling like you're lacking the confidence or you're lacking the courage to take that next step because all of these barriers are in front of you, then it can really contribute to being stuck. And so over the years, you know, I've worked with so many mid-career professional women, and I can say that one of the biggest barriers that I encounter with these women, and the biggest barrier that you have for your career growth, is being blind to the ineffective behaviors and patterns that are holding you back. And so today's conversation really is about, you know, what are the barriers? What is the biggest barrier that I see? You know, and what's the, I'm going to distill that into one thing. And so I want to share that with you today that I've identified that's really getting in the way of so many talented women. I wonder if any of you know what that one thing is. Does anybody want to take a, do I keep freezing? Oh no, that's terrible. Hopefully that'll work through here. Let me know if there's any more connection issues, and I can always hop on to another source here, but let me know. Hopefully I'm okay. Just, yes, I see that happening with one individual. Let me know if it's happening with some more of you, okay? So does anybody know what that one thing is, what that one barrier might be that's getting in the way of talented women from getting to the next level? Anybody want to take a guess? Go ahead and pop it into the chat. Okay, good. Thank you. So here's what I think it is. The one thing is this: it's doing rather than leading. And so what I like to call these women, the doers, I like to call them super managers, because you do it all. You say yes when you want to say no, you please, you comply, you control, and you perfect, because you feel like if you just keep working harder, if you just keep doing more, someday, somehow, soon, somebody's going to come along and recognize all that hard work that you've been doing and promote you. This is a trap, and here's why. It's a trap because you cannot take on any more responsibility at the rate that you are currently working. If you are a super manager, if you are a doer, you can't take on more. Your plate's already full. And so that means that you can't develop your team to take on more because you're doing too much. So you can't really delegate and, you know, take things off of your plate because you don't have time to develop your team. And your boss, the person who is really essential in your success and happiness and helping you get that promotion, well, they're never going to promote you, because how will they ever replace you? Nobody can do as much work as you do. You're irreplaceable. You make their life so much easier with the amount of work that you do. And so that the work that you're doing is likely below, honestly, your pay grade and skill level at this point. So you aren't really able to show people the strategic and visionary leader that you're capable of being. So they continue to see you. You get pigeonholed into that belief that you are a doer. Plus, let's be really honest, you're just too damn tired anyway. So why bother really going for it, right? It's like, oh my goodness, how will I ever break free? So I want you to realize this. If you really want to get to the next level and you want to get unstuck and you want to overcome this barrier, you need to realize this. And I want you to write this down. What got you where you are is not going to get you where you are going. What got you where you are is not going to get you where you're going. And so the key to feeling more fulfilled, the key to feeling like you have a more lucrative and rewarding career, is by being awake and aware about the choices that you are making today while addressing the barriers, the blind spots, those ineffective patterns that are holding you back and keeping you stuck. Okay, so this is the key. And so let's spend a little time looking at this on a deeper level and really looking at how you are currently showing up, what kind of quote unquote leader you are today. And this is typically, you know, four types of leaders that I see and we work with helping leaders to evolve and helping women to evolve into the next level of leadership. And I like to call this the leadership ascension model because it's about growing, it's about growth, and it's about potential. So this is actually in your workbook on page 14 if you want to start filling this in. And at the lowest level here, and lowest by no means is, you know, lowest level is just the bottom rung here at the bottom of the list here. The lowest level is what I like to call the doer. And so a doer looks like a woman who is a slave to her to-do list. She is busy, but she's not necessarily productive, and she's definitely stuck in the weeds. I hear that word used day in, day out. I just feel so stuck in the weeds of the day to day, right? And so that's what I would classify a doer. The next level up is the advisor. And this woman really is in the advice giving business. And so you probably have a lineup of people at your door or in your inbox or waiting for a meeting with you, waiting for you to dole out advice. You probably should have like one of those ticket machines at your office, like take a number and get in line, right? Because people are waiting for you to tell them how to do what it is that they need to do. And so that the risk in that is that you can become perceived as a micromanager, and you actually can become a bottleneck because so many people are really unable to move forward on their work until you've provided them with advice or direction. And really, you know, the team then becomes stuck overall because they're only as good as your best advice. And so if you're a doer, if you see yourself as a doer, if you see yourself as an advisor, you may still be employed as a leader. You may still actually hold that title. Okay. However, you're not really leading, you're managing. There's a really big distinction here. And so if you're, I'm seeing some of you saying, this is me, this is me. If you feel like you're in the doer or in the advice giving business, let me know, like raise your hand here. We want to see you. And there's no shame in this. We're just going to talk about how do we get stuck here, right? So, you know, the next, the problem with these two levels is that you're so busy. You're too busy to be thinking strategically or really making progress and sinking your teeth into really significant projects or really supporting your team to become a high performing team that they are currently capable of becoming. All of which are characteristics of what we see at the third level, which is the level of a leader. And at that level, true leadership is really being demonstrated. And this means that, you know, you're getting results and you're leading and you've got the results to prove it, which means you're making a significant contribution to the business. You know, your team are highly engaged. They're highly effective. They're doing great work. Like the wheels are churning. We're moving in a forward direction. The final level here, the fourth level, is what I like to call a change maker. And this level is pretty rare. The change maker really is bringing in a high level of change into the business, not just for change's sake, but to really improve the system overall, to really change the functionality of the department, the business, or you might be contributing to a global improvement in your industry. And so take a look at this model, these four levels. We have the doer, the advisor, the leader, the change maker. Where are you right now? Based on your perspective, tell us in the chat, where are you right now? Where are you find that you're spending your time? I see some doers. Yes, it's very, very common. Yeah. So let's take, you know, so I really want you to think about this. If you look at how you're operating as a leader and where you're spending the majority of your time, you know, which level are you operating at most of the time? So there's no judgment here. Okay. I just really want to bring recognition and awareness because whichever level you're at is not wrong. There's always room for growth, but you know, what is going on for you if you're at the doer and advisor level? Like what's happening for you on a personal level? What's happening to your career progression? There's a lot to unpack here. And so I want you to look at this another way. As a doer, if you're at that level, or even as an advisor, you probably have a reputation as somebody inside your organization who is very useful, you're very helpful, you're reliable, you're a hard worker, all of which are really wonderful attributes, right? And I bet, though, if you and I were to sit down and have a conversation, you're going to tell me, like, it's not really serving you any longer. You'd really like to be, you know, leading and contributing in a major way and making a big difference. You probably see and hear a lot of the issues all day long that the organization is struggling with. And so think about this for a moment. Like, when you're stuck in a doer or even at the advisor level, there's no doubt that you're useful. But is that really what you want to be described as? Do you really want to just be useful? You know, you're probably known for being reliable. You're getting the job done. I'm sure you get thanked a lot and people feel like, oh my goodness, I couldn't do it without you, you know? But while you're busy being useful, helpful, and being relied upon to get the job done, are you really leading? And also, what is happening to your career? Are you doing the meaningful work that you know you're capable of doing? Are you making a significant contribution to the organization? And are you finding time to dedicate on focusing on building your team and really supporting them effectively to help you get to the next level? Because that's really what is required, and doing the work that the business really is asking for and really needs you to be doing at this time. So in other words, you know, are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling plateaued? Like, we've talked about that already this week. This is one of the main reasons why I see women get stuck and get plateaued, because what got you where you are isn't necessarily going to get you where you're going. And if you're stuck in this trap of doing and in the advice giving business, you know, you have this oscillating pattern of performance that is very difficult to break. So I want to share with you two key, you know, breakthrough strategies to help you get to that next level of leading, to help you break this cycle of, you know, super managing and really step into leading. And the first strategy here, the first, you know, key here is that you need to realize and really give yourself time and space to make space to lead. You know, as a leader, you know, what do you think that you're paid to do? I think that you're paid to make the best decisions possible. I think that you're paid to think critically and really make decisions, important strategic decisions at this stage in your career. But when was the last time you actually felt like you had time and space to think? I'm guessing it's been a while. You know, if I was to take a look at your calendar right now, I bet it's filled with back-to-back meetings and your inbox is filled with lots of unanswered emails. How many of you, is that the reality? How many of you are working evenings and weekends trying to keep up? I'm guessing you struggle to find constructive thinking time, strategic time out to work on what matters most. And so if you really want to lead, you need to make space to lead. You need to make time to think strategically, to solve the big problems, and to mentor talent within your team. And so to allow this to happen, you need time. And you need to get good at delegating. You need to get good at saying no and creating healthy boundaries. And you need to learn to prioritize like a boss. And then once you've cleared the decks, and you carve out time in your calendar each week to work on those bigger, more strategic projects, you know, it's very easy to fall into this trap of being busy, but doing and reacting all day long is definitely keeping you stuck, okay? And that brings me to the second key breakthrough here that I really want to help you think about. If I want to get to the next level of leadership, impact, and recognition in my role, you need to focus on what matters most. You need to focus on what matters most. You need to ensure that you're focusing your time and energy on what matters most to your team and to the organization and to you. You need to think about the return of investment on your time and energy, not just reacting to every little, you know, distraction and every little interruption that comes your way all day. And so think about this. Is what you've been doing today, this week, this month, is it really aligned with what matters most? Or better question, do you know what matters most? Are you clear about that? Is your team clear about that? Or are we stuck in this whirlwind of putting out fires and putting out, you know, crises all day long that we're really busy and we're really tired and we're really exhausted, but we're not really moving the needle forward very much? That cycle could continue forever. If you don't break it, right? That cycle could continue forever. Because what do? When we show up at work all day, we come in and it just comes at us, right? That busyness, that whirlwind just comes straight at us. And so we have to really think about how are we choosing to respond on that, Okay. So if you're not sure, you know, perhaps you really need to start there. If you're like, okay, I don't know if I know what matters most. I think that I do because I'm really busy and I'm working on all this stuff all day long and I'm putting out fires and whew, I'm working a lot. Then, you know, I really want you to ask yourself this question. What is the most important work you should be doing to help you elevate your career right now? I want you to write that down. I think Lindsay's going to put it into the chat for you. What is the most important work you should be doing to help you elevate your career right now? So you need to get the answer to that question. And if you don't have the answer to that question, then go and ask some people, right? That's a great feedback conversation for you to sit down with your boss and be like, I need to take stock here. Like, what is going on, right? Like, what is the most important work I should be doing to help me elevate my career right now, to help me have a bigger level of impact? And see what kind of information that you can distill from those types of conversations, right? Because if you're not moving up and you're not really stepping into fully leading or embodying your capacity as a change maker inside your organization, it's probably time for you to have a reality check. And so in your workbook, on page 15, I have given you an assessment. And really, I just want you to think about, for those of you who are feeling stuck in a doer position, who are stuck in the advice giving business, or you have people coming to you looking for your advice, looking for your solutions all day long, I would anticipate you're feeling the costs associated with that. I would anticipate that there's an impact. You may be blind to the impact. And so I want to give you the time to really assess that right now. So on page 15 is an assessment, which I really look at these kind of areas. I look at your health. I look at your reputation at work. So, you know, what's going on with your reputation? What kind of brand of leadership do you have? What kind of feedback and messages are you getting from the people around you? What is happening with your performance? Are you performing based on your own expectations of self? And how do you know? And then what's going on with your career growth? Do you feel like your career is growing, or is it stifled? Is it plateaued? Like what we talked about on Tuesday, where, you know, what's your assessment of that? And then think about your relationships. And I want you to think about relationships at work and also relationships at home. My experience in coaching and working with doers is that relationships typically take a hit. Who has time to focus on relationships, right? So it becomes this catch-22, and relationships are absolutely the glue and the grease for everything that you're going to get done as a leader. And so if you don't have time to invest in building those relationships because you're so busy doing and advising, you're probably continuing to getting overwhelmed, right? And then at the end of all of that, what's your quality of life? If you're working day in and day out and working weekends and all these additional hours to try to keep up, I bet that there's some issues there. I bet you're not getting a lot of time to really focus on you and really invest in like the outside of work interests that make your life feel whole and rewarding. So I want to just give you a minute to complete that assessment. So go ahead, grab your pen, circle them off. And where are you at? Where is there an opportunity for you? What is the cost of being stuck? What is staying stuck in this level costing you? And so let's just hear from you in the chat. And I just want to catch up. I want to see some of the comments that are here. So I see some, yeah, doer. Okay. Yes. Yes. So we're blends of yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Mostly an advisor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah, you could no longer be stuck. Uh-huh. And so the interesting thing for that comment, I'm just going to address that comment, is the patterns that we hold in our work environments. Because a lot of the women that I speak with, honestly, they're like, I can't take this anymore. Like, it must be better on the other side. I'm going to start my own company, right? Because freedom is over there in the entrepreneur world. And I'm like, sister, let's have a chat. The challenge here is that the patterns that we have in our corporate world and in our corporate life and how we show up absolutely trickle into whatever additional venture that we take on in life. So until we do this work, until we undo this pattern, which has a lot to do with our identity and our worth and how we feel we are assessed and valued, and the type of feedback that we've received in our lives about, you know, we've talked about this inside this group before about, you know, being a good, the good girl syndrome, the likability trap that we all fall into in our work environments, until we can actually break free from that and be like, okay, I stand for something. This is my integrity. I'm going to lead here. And I want to make a bigger impact. Then those patterns can sometimes follow us into other areas. So before you make the jump, let's talk. Okay. So, all right. So I'm seeing some costs. Relationships are suffering. So you can start to see how you're identifying some of these patterns. Yes. Yes. There's no time for them. And what's the long-term implication of that for you? Like really for you? And what is the long-term implication of that for your team? So if you don't have time to invest and develop them and help them get to the next level, what does that mean for their careers? They're plateaued and stifled too. So this is not leadership. This isn't what it is. This is the really big sticking point for a lot of people making that transition from being like an individual contributor and doing my job and being a subject matter expert and like doing it really well, and then really recognizing that that is actually my job, is to help other people do that and making that transition. So that is something that I'm happy that you're starting to see yourself in that and really begin to recognize, well, what am I going to do about this? Like, how am I going to actually transition out of this pattern that I'm currently stuck in right now? Because the double bind here is that your organization kind of likes you here. You know, there's a component of that, which is like, hey, if you can just keep being the doer for us, and if you can just keep being super helpful and keep doling out advice, there's an element of that which people reinforce, right? And so that is not good for you for a career standpoint and for a health standpoint, all these other reasons that we've discussed. So here's the deal that I want to share with you right now. And I have loved being here so much with you this week. Have you loved being here too? I think some of you have been having a good time. Yeah, I've been having an amazing time. We've been having such a good time. We've like been partying with all your comments and loving everything that we've been hearing from all of you. And you have given me so much, and I'm giving you so much, and I still am going to continue to give you so much more inside this group. We have a whole lineup of bonus sessions that are coming your way. And I want to pause here for a second in terms of the content that we're talking about right now. And I told you that we were going to be making a really important announcement today. And so here it is. Because so many of you have already been reaching out to me. We've been having conversations offline, even before this masterclass started, asking me, how do we work together after this week is over? Like, how do I make this situation more permanent in my life? And I love the energy. I love what's happening here. I like the breakthroughs that I'm getting. And you're telling me, I'm ready to do the work. Like, I'm ready to cross the bridge. I don't know what's on the other side, but I'm ready to do it. And, you know, you really want to get the results that you've been waiting for. And so I want you just to imagine that for a second. I want you to imagine what your career and life could be like 3, 6 months, a year from now, when you're feeling like things are in control, when you feel certain, when you've overcome the fear, the worry, the anxiety that's holding you back, when you're leading from a place of courage, when you're leading from a place of resilience, when you're leading from a place of authenticity, and you can walk into a room, regardless of who is sitting in that room, and you can have the confidence to use your voice in a way that gets results. I want you to imagine what that would feel like if you were to have more time, more money, more recognition, more authority. I want you to imagine having a fully engaged team behind you, supporting you, stepping up to the plate, and actually sharing the load with you. I want you to imagine doing work that excites you. I want you to imagine, you know, feeling like, I am making a positive impact here. I have more energy. I have more momentum. I have more joy. I have more freedom. And I'm rising to the top of my game. And other people are noticing that. Imagine having time for yourself. I want you to imagine all of that and just soak in the possibility of that. I want you to imagine all of these years of hard work and struggle, honestly, that have finally, you know, paid off, and you've risen to the next level. And so what would that mean for you if you were to get that, if you were able to really break through to that next level of leadership and really look at your impact and recognition and be like, okay, this is it. I'm showing up and I'm leading in a way that feels aligned with who I am. And what would it mean for you to like truthfully break through to that next level? Because the moment for you to have all of that has arrived. And all it takes is for you to make one empowered decision that is going to knock down those barriers that are in front of you right now and allow you to bring the vision that you currently have for yourself and your career to reality. Because the Leadership Executive Coaching Program for Women is now open for registration. And I want you to become a part of that. I want you to join that family, to join that tribe of women that I wrap my arms around and work with day in, day out for 6 months to help you step into the leader you're capable of becoming, to help you regain your power, your confidence, to help you really excel in your career and your ambitions. And I know that you need the accountability, you need the coaching, you need the direction, you need the support and the training to take everything that you have done, all that hard work that you've done up until now, and give it the right framework, the right support, the right system, the right team, the right women around you to help you bring those goals to fruition. And so your opportunity is here right now. So before I tell you what this is, I want to tell you why this is different than any other leadership training course that you've attended, any other program that you've taken in your career, because I've been around the block a few times. I know a thing or two about this because I've spent my whole career in training and development. I've been a coach for 12 years and I have bought training from people like me. You know, I've been on both sides of that table, if you know what I mean. And I see so many leaders, I see so many companies spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on leadership development programs that don't get results, that, you know, you attend these 2-day courses and they're lovely. But when you actually start to implement anything and apply anything that you've learned, if you have a question, there's nobody there to support you. There's no support over the long term. And so the results don't really stick, right? There's no one there to actually work with you side by side to help you build a unique plan for just you and your goals, and then really hold you accountable to achieve those things. And so I saw after all these years and being in this space, in this training and development space, I saw that there was this big gap, and the gap is in accountability. The gap is in really, you know, longer term support, especially in the women's leadership coaching space. Especially there. And there are very few women's leadership development programs designed by women for women. And so, you know, every day I speak with women who are stuck, who have taken training courses, who've done lots of self-development, have done lots of reading, like really well-versed in a lot of these concepts or worked with a coach, but are like, haven't made the transition. Like they're still stuck. They're still not getting the results that they want. And so, you know, it's not because you're not powerful or these women aren't powerful or capable of change. It's because you need a true partner. You need somebody who's really going to help you get there. And because leading today is very tough, like, and everything has changed this year, right? So there's new challenges and new complexities based in this new world order that we're learning to deal with for the very first time. And so I decided to draw a line in the sand and really say, you know, no more of this. I'm not going to show up like that. That's not how I'm going to partner with people. And that's not how I'm going to build my company. And so I redesigned all of our programs and I built Lead Her Ship. And so not only in this program do you get me as your coach and as your mentor and guide who's going to look at your unique challenges and build a customized growth plan for you, you're going to work with me on a weekly basis to help you grow. And you should know that I am from the trenches of learning and development, right? So I've led global teams. I've trained leaders from all, you know, walks of life, all different backgrounds. I have designed people development strategies for Fortune 500 companies. And I'm a trusted advisor for lots of senior leaders as a coach. And, you know, as you know my story, I lost my job in the last recession, right? So I've had to build my company from the ground up. Literally in my laundry room was where my office used to be, while raising 2 young daughters at the same time. So I'm bringing that experience, I'm bringing that drive, I'm bringing that tenacity and that grit and that passion to help you win. And so this is my mission. This is really why I get out of bed every day. And it's funny, I'm just remembering this now. My daughter, I asked her one day, what do you think I do for a living? And she said, Mommy, you help other women become great. And I was like, that is what I want to do. That is what I really get out of bed every day and say, you know, I want to enable women to find the greatness within themselves and to enable that greatness in others, especially with women. And I don't want you to ever have to downplay your ambitions or, you know, turn your back on your goals and say, oh, I just can't, you know, here's all the reasons why I can't have that because of some hardship or because of some setbacks that you've experienced. And I don't want you to ever, ever, ever feel like you have to play small. And so I'm going to invite Lindsay to put the link for the program into the chat right now so that you can take a look over it. And, you know, we are open for registration. I'm going to walk you through the program right now so that you can get a better understanding of exactly what it is. And you can take a look and read through it with me. This is a 6-month leadership accelerator program for women. I am the lead coach. I am coaching live inside that program every single week. And so each week we have live coaching calls where we really dive into topics that you care the most about. So it's one part motivation, one part skill building. And I'm teaching you things that you need to know as a leader before you kind of even really know that you need them. And so I'm present in the group giving direction, feedback, strategy in real time. So, you know, you can request a hot seat in any of these calls. We like to call them like laser coaching sessions on a unique issue that you are currently facing. And so it's incredibly valuable because the questions that get asked typically call to 90% of the rest of the women inside the group. So you're going to get a lot of value out of those calls. And the other women in the program are going to provide you with coaching advice and support too. So you're not just going to get my perspective, you're going to get the value from all of these other women who are currently inside the program and the women who will be joining us later this month. So the beauty in this is that you get to ask me things you don't feel comfortable asking at work. Right? You get to get an answer and really get to talk and speak plainly about the issues that you're experiencing. And you're going to get the answer, you're going to get the strategy, you're going to get the how-to. So on top of those live calls, we work together once a month for 2.5 hours a month, and we come together for group leadership development training. So you're going to get to break out and work with a smaller group of women on a topic that we are focused on that month. And you can see the topics in the link that Lindsay provided to you. We have a module on trust. We have a module on building accountability with your team. We have a module on courageous communication, on building your brand as a leader, on creating transformation in business, change management. You know, the list goes on and on. And so I want you to consider these sessions as your strategic timeout that we've been talking about. Like, this is the time when you break the cycle from doing and you really step into leading. So you're going to get an opportunity to really work on what matters most to you and develop your leadership effectiveness at the same time. As soon as you get started in the program, the first thing that we are going to do is set up a 360 assessment for you at the beginning of the program. So we're going to get feedback on your current brand of leadership from people that you feel are really connected to your success and happiness. So we're going to dive deep into your leadership DNA, and you're going to find out very quickly what's working and what's not. And then you and I, one-on-one, are going to build a customized plan to help you really close those gaps. And really, you're going to get feedback from me and really be 100% aware of what you need to work on in order to get to your next level of success. You know, women tend to get very vague feedback at work. We don't get information that really helps us to grow. And by the time we receive it, it's usually too late. And we're like, well, what am I supposed to do with that information? So this is going to be a critical piece to help you break through to the next level in your career, you know, really honestly, personally and professionally. You're also going to work with me privately every month. So you have this group component, but every month you're going to meet with me one-on-one. And so that's where I'm really going to ensure that you have the clarity, you have the support system that you really need to have with me to get to the next level. So you're going to get group coaching, you're getting private coaching, you're getting feedback, you're getting a plan, you're getting accountability, you're getting leadership development training, cutting edge stuff. Okay, not the stuff that you've, not the fluff, really cutting edge stuff. And you're going to hear actually from some of the women who are in the program, they're going to be coming on this week and talking to you about the results that they're getting. You're going to hear from their experiences and the dramatic shifts that have happened for them in only a few weeks of being inside this program. And Like I am 100%, I think you can tell by my style, like I am 100% no fluff. Like we cut to the chase here because I know that you're busy. I know that like taking time out to focus on you feels like a luxury. And I know that you're already high achieving. And with all of that though, and with the world that we're in comes this heightened level of complexity. And so I really wanna help you cut past the noise. I wanna help you go faster and execute on really well what you give you the biggest return on your time and energy, and really start to be thinking like the CEO of your career, to really start thinking like I am in the driver's seat here. And like, what am I gonna do to help propel myself, my team, and my career forward? So again, registration is open. And if you wanna work on your career and leadership this year, you're looking for the right coach, you're looking for accountability to help you achieve your goals, I would love to be that person for you. And I really believe that people are looking for effective leaders today, oh my goodness, today more than ever before. And so, you know, we need it, we crave it. And the other thing that you need to know is that in times like this, nobody is handing out opportunities. You need to grab the opportunity for yourself. So I really want you to think about taking back control of how powerful and influential you are, how you can create the results that you want, the success that you want, but you have to be willing to go after it. So while the rest of the world's sitting back and wondering, like, what's going to happen around here? Like, when is somebody going to come and save me and let the future unfold around them? Here's what leaders do. They invest in their growth. They find solutions. They level up. They grab hold of the opportunities that are in front of them and they make it happen for themselves. So your vision that you have for your career, for your life, for everything that you want to achieve can become a reality. And I have so much available to each and every one of you. And so I just want to tell you really from the bottom of my heart, I know 2020 has been a bit of a doozy, but it can still be your year. So, you know, the question really boils down to, are you going to lean in? Are you going to finally take control and take advantage of this opportunity that's sitting in front of you right now? Or are you going to let the moment pass and hope for the best, right? Because I feel so proud. I feel so honored. I feel so privileged to be able to have this conversation with you, to be able to host this space and have this platform, be able to connect with women like you. And I can promise you that everything I have ever achieved in my life has been from determination, hard work, mentorship, and honestly, by surrounding myself with amazing, smart, savvy women who have helped me every step of the way. And so as we wrap here today, and I leave you to think about this and the choice that you have in front of yourself right now, I want to ask you a really important question. And the question is, what's the reason you became a leader to begin with? Why did you choose to do that? Did you sign up originally to play full out? Because that's what I want for you. That's what your team wants from you. And I want you to be the best version of yourself that you can possibly be. And I also want you to get paid for that because I know that you're working extremely hard. But are you satisfied? Are you fulfilled? Do you feel like I have a plan for the future and I have a direction about where I'm going to be going and how I'm going to get there? And are you developing your team to support you in getting there, to support your growth, to support your career? Do you feel like you're getting a chance to play to your strengths? Are you making the contribution that you ultimately want to make? Or do you feel like you're stuck and spinning your wheels? And so, you know, are you getting recognized for the value that you bring at work? Are you making the amount of money that you want to make? And, you know, do you feel financially comfortable? If the answer is yes, I have all of those things, Harriet, I'm good, then you don't need me. You don't need this, right? But if the answer is no, you know, there's some gaps and I don't really know how to close those gaps and I could really use somebody in my corner to help me get there because I know that I'm capable of doing it, then you need to join this program. You need to join leadership. And so here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. If you're remotely curious, I want you to head over to Facebook Messenger and I want you to send me a message and let's talk. Schedule a call with me. Let's talk through it. There's no pressure here. This is about, you know, finding a good fit for you. And I want you to tell me what your goals are. I want you to tell me what do you want? Where do you want to be? And what do you want to accomplish in the next 6 months? And let's talk about if this is the right opportunity for you or not. Because, you know, if you're satisfied with everything that's happening in your career, in your business, with your team, you're earning the money that you want to earn, then this is not the right fit for you. And you're welcome to stay here and be in the group and enjoy the good time and come to the lives and be part of the party. But if you want more and you want to rise to the top and you want the support of a coach and mentor and other women who want to also see you win, then this might be the next step for you. So I want you to really think about this. And we started this week off talking about two teams, right? Team Evolve and Team Repeat. So the Evolve group, let's go. This is where it's at. If you guys want to head over to the chat, if you want to get in touch with me, if you want to book a call with me, if you just want to talk through this, then please do. That is why I am here. And, you know, capitalize on the moment that is in front of you right now. Think about stepping into that leadership role, and the world needs you. You need you. Your family needs you. Your team needs you. And we have so much more coming to you over the next couple of days. Tomorrow, we're going to be focusing on designing your career strategy. We're going to be mapping that out. We've got some amazing bonus sessions. Keep those questions coming through in the live Q&A that we're going to be hosting on Saturday. And I'm looking forward to spending so much more time with each and every one of you. And so, you know, really think about, if you want to have a conversation with me, registration for leadership closes on the 24th of September. You will be starting working with me on September 28th. So, you know, get on a call today if it's something that you're remotely curious about. And we're going to share some stories with you about the women who are in the program. And 100% of the women who are in that program right now had their employer sponsor them to be there, just so that you're aware. Okay. So if you're curious about how to do that, we're going to have a bonus session set up about that. And, you know, get on a call today, and I'm going to hand over the baton to you right now and allow you some time to process this and think about this. And I look forward to seeing those of you who are already all in inside leadership. We're going to get started together on September 28th. Don't forget to do your homework today, because we still have a scholarship to award tomorrow. And your homework today is to answer, of the four leadership styles that I described today, which one are you? Which one do you want to become? And what do you think is required in order for you to get there? So that's your homework for today. We'll be posting that directly after this live session today. I'm so looking forward to hearing your feedback, hearing your comments, hearing your questions. Thank you so much for being here with me today, everyone. Go and enjoy the rest of your day. Book a call with me if you're curious and you want to talk about what all this is. And I will be speaking to you again tomorrow, where we're going to redesign your career success strategy and map all of that out together. Thanks for being here, everyone, today. Take care. Bye-bye.